Google DeepMind has just shared on X. We'll leave a link in the show notes for this, by the way, but an amazing post, an amazing video, where essentially they're training robots to use, they have an AI that's helping them learn how to play soccer. So the thing that, or I guess if you're in the UK, football, but in any case, how this works is absolutely fascinating because they show some side-by-side examples of these robots doing things that are programmed, right? So like they program the robot to stand up and walk, and they show the speed, and then they show if it was learned, how much faster it is. And so it's fascinating to me. If it's programmed, it's half, it's like, you know, twice as slow. But if it learns how to like get up and walk, it's twice as fast. So this is a super fascinating concept.
Yeah, I can't even really begin to think about how this works. But it's to me one step forward in like the whole idea of reasoning, and like, but you can tell by the video that the robot is actually learning how to operate more efficiently than the person who designed it, you know, programmed it to. So like the walking one, for example, is like really slow, very robotic looking, but then somehow this robot learns to use its legs in a way that's more natural and actually can move it like three times faster. It's pretty fascinating, but I think this has a lot of implications for, you know, any type of task-based job. You know, the robotic thing is, people are scared of it, and I think for good reason.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to read something really interesting from their Twitter thread. It said, robotics has long used games like soccer to test complex motion, coordination, and environmental awareness. Our agents were trained in simulation using the Mujoco physics engine and then transferred to small humanoid robots with 20 actuated joints. So the crazy thing to me when I watch this, Connor or Jamie, and I'm like, you know, fascinated to hear what your thoughts are. When you watch these things play soccer, they don't just look like a robot that like moves like a robot. Like they like flail their arms and like the same way you think like a human soccer player, like when they're running, how they kind of like lean from side to side and move their arms and like they like, you know, twist their body when they kick and stuff. So I'm assuming these robots are literally learning from watching videos of actual soccer players. And this is what's so fascinating to me. It's like it kicks it too hard and it like falls over, and it's like, it's like falling over isn't necessarily a fail because human soccer players fall over. It's like that's just the physics that you have to make in order to kick this special kind of shot super hard. So this is crazy because it's not like this was programmed or whatever. It's like it literally is copying how humans do this, and it's now learning how to do it.
Yeah, I mean, I have a couple thoughts or questions really, is, and that would be like how many sensors and cameras are on these things to be able to realize, you know, where the limbs are and how to move them more efficiently. And yeah, and then yeah, is it trained on like videos of soccer, or do humans just move in the most efficient way possible, you know, for like a two-legged creature? And is it figuring that out through its algorithms and stuff like that? Yeah, I don't know. It's pretty mind-blowing, honestly.
It is so mind-blowing. Okay, one other thing I gotta read from their Twitter thread. It said, one major challenge was the simulation to reality gap. So to address this, we focused on deliberately adding disruptive forces and targeted randomness to the simulation. This meant agents, or these robots, which learned by trial and error, could cope with unexpected interference in the real world. So it's not like they, you know, in this simulation, there's like a little robot and a ball and they got to chase it and kick it. It's like, oh, and the ball like randomly moves and randomly gets kicked. And that's because when you're playing against an opponent, like it's really hard to predict what the other 20, you know, people on the field are going to run around and do and slip and trip and bump and move and steal the ball from you. And so they're literally like training in this kind of like, I don't know, like randomized environment. This is so, so fascinating. And obviously they had great results where it says they could also come. It says our players were able to walk, turn, kick, and stand up faster than manually programmed skills in this type of robot. They could also combine movements to score goals, anticipate ball movements, and block opponent shots, thereby developing a basic understanding of a 1v1 game. So this is not robots teams against each other. It's still 1v1, but this is impressive. What areas do you think this is going to get applied to, do you think?
Yeah, well, I mean, the first thing that I just randomly came to my mind is, you know, right now we have robots to build cars in like an assembly line situation where it's the same motion over and over repeating. But now, potentially, you know, you could have a robot repair, the repair man, I guess you would call him, that will actually could actually diagnose what's wrong with the car and fix it based on, you know, its reasoning, you know. And so I feel like, to me, like, that's kind of the next level robotics, where it's actually figuring out a problem and solving it, rather than just repeating a motion over and over. So I don't know. What do you think? What comes to mind for you?
Okay, so my first thing that I've been saying, I just had like a new epiphany, but my thing that I've been saying for a long time is that, like, this is going to replace a lot of blue-collar jobs probably faster than people anticipate. But it's like, you'll be able to train these things to essentially be an electrician or a plumber, and they'll come and fix the stuff. Okay, I've been saying that for a while, but now my recent epiphany is you're going to have like a general purpose robot, like probably, you know, Elon Musk's Optimus, but I bet you'll also have like special use robots. I don't know why. I'm just thinking of like Inspector Gadget Go Inspector Gadget, that TV show or whatever. But like, I'm imagining you'll have like a car mechanic robot that's going to have like built into his hands, like all the tools you need to do everything on a car, right? And that's just going to be his like special use. He's just really good at that. It's kind of like right now we have these general purpose LLMs like ChatGPT. It's generally good at everything, but then there's some of these LLMs that are really good at math, or, you know, one that's specifically really good at case law for lawyers, and it's got all these special tools and software. I bet you we'll be able to move there. And right now people will be like, oh, but why would you do that? Because like, you could just, you know, give a general purpose one all of the, you know, car mechanic tools. But I bet if you specially train these things and give them special tools and like really focus, you're going to just get like these specialized robots. And if you think about that, that means that you can replace, like, I'm having a hard time thinking of what a humanoid robot with AI embedded and specialty tools, like what it couldn't replace a human doing. So that's a crazy concept to think about.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it with the whole Amazon and logistics industry, like, right now robots can do, I would say, 90% of it, as far as, you know, pulling the order off the shelf, packing it, putting it on the truck. You know, now we have cars that are, you know, autopilot. You know, the last step, I guess, would be maybe a delivery robot, but you know, or they're doing stuff by drone now. Anyways, yeah, that to me is a great use case of how automation, robots, and AI are kind of like taking over a lot of those blue collar jobs.
Oh my gosh, you know? Jamie, I just had the craziest thought. Imagine this. Imagine you start a landscaping company. My landscaper has just arrived. I can hear him outside, so that's why I just tuned in. Imagine you have a landscaping company. You use like a Tesla self-driving car to drive your robot crew from house to house, and it goes and mows and weed whacks and like trims, and it just like, it's just, that's your subscription. Like, yeah, I got like a subscription to this guy's like business, and he just like comes and does this. And he's got this, you know, like, some people just are kind of basic, but he's got the specialty robots that can also trim my trees and like brush off my roof and stuff. So like, I pay a little extra for that. It's going to be fascinating. Your pool guy is going to be just a robot that shows up and cleans your pool. If you don't just have your own in-house, you know, general purpose robot that you teach how to clean your pool. But like, if you're like, I don't even know how to, like, personally, I have a pool at one of my houses, and I always had it dirty. I tried so hard. There's no way I could have trained a general purpose robot to take care of that pool because I couldn't even figure it out. But I bet you, so that I hired a pool guy, and now he's amazing. And he's like, oh, I took apart the whole motor today, and there was like this debris stuck in it, and I took it out and fixed it, and it works. I'm like, okay, I would never have thought of that or known that, right? So I think it's going to be the same thing, where either my pool guy is going to be able to train a general purpose robot to do all this crazy stuff, or there's going to be like a specialized pool robot that my pool guy is going to employ that I'm never going to spend, you know, $100,000 for the pool special one. So I'll just pay, you know, my 20 bucks a visit to have it come and clean it, you know?
Yep. And the workers are never calling sick, and always on time.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Crazy, crazy. Well, we're going to keep you up to date on everything happening in robotics. Obviously, you cannot buy this Google robot, but we're going to tell you about it anyways, because we want you to be aware. Think about how this impacts your business. Think about how this might impact your side hustles, what you're working on. That's what we're all about at AI Hustle. We hope that you have an amazing rest of your day. If you loved the episode, leave us a review. We love hearing from you, and we love sharing our insights for all of you. But yeah, we do really appreciate those reviews. So I hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day.